Welcome in. Today we're doing a beginner deep dive in Ableton Live 12 to get that concrete echo energy, gritty, tunnel-like, pirate radio jungle vibes, where the break feels like it's bouncing off walls. And the key idea right up front is this: we are not going to drown the whole drum loop in reverb. That's how you lose punch. Instead, we'll create motion and space using ghost notes, tiny timing pushes and pulls, little repeats, and a short, filtered echo chain that you only send certain hits into. That's the old-school trick. By the end, you'll have a two-bar jungle break loop with ghost snare taps and subtle hat ghosts, humanized timing and velocity that still stays tight, plus a return track effect called concrete echo that gives you those dirty reflections. Then we'll do a couple quick arrangement moves so it feels like a live pirate set, stop starts and echo throws. Alright, let's set up the session. Set your tempo anywhere from 165 to 172 BPM. I'm going to sit at 170 BPM, because it's a sweet spot for classic jungle pace. Create a MIDI track and name it Break. Now load your break source. The easiest beginner workflow is simpler in slice mode. Drag an Amen break or any classic break sample straight onto Simpler. In Simpler, choose slice mode and set it to transient. Then click Create a MIDI track. Ableton will generate a MIDI clip that plays the slices in order, like a reconstructed break. If you don't have an Amen, don't stress. Any drum loop will work. The important part is that you're slicing it so you can edit hits like a drummer. Now before we add ghost notes, we tighten the core. Ghost notes only sound good when the main hits are confident. Open the new MIDI clip. We're aiming for a two-bar loop. Identify your key hits, where the kick energy is and where the snare cracks are. In jungle, the snare often feels like it lands on 2 and 4, but sliced breaks can place those accents in their own way. So don't overthink the theory. Just find the loud snare slice and the kickish slices. Now do a light quantize, not a hard grid snap. Select all notes, open quantize settings, set the grid to 1/16, and set amount to around 50 to 70%. This is important. We're not trying to robot the break. We're just nudging it into a playable pocket. In simpler, keep things raw for now. Turn the filter off. If you're hearing clicks, add a tiny fade in, like 0 to 3 milliseconds. And for warp, usually keep it off for sliced one-shots, because we want that crunchy natural transient feel. At this point, loop the two bars and listen. Your goal is, it already grooves, even before ghosts. If it feels messy now, ghosts will make it worse. So fix the bass first. Now we add ghost notes the jungle drummer way. Ghost notes are quiet hits that imply motion. In this style, they often feel like pre-snare taps, little snare drags, and tiny hat ticks that make the break roll forward. First, duplicate your clip so you can /B. Rename the new clip Break plus Ghost. Find the snare slice note. Usually it's the loudest crack in the pattern. Now add a few ghost snares. Keep it simple. 2 to 4 per bar. Place one just before a main snare, maybe a 1/16 early. Then try one or two between main snares as little taps. Here's the velocity rule that keeps this musical. Main snare, around 95 to 120 velocity. Ghost snare, around 20 to 55. That range matters. If your ghost snares are too loud, it stops sounding like groove and starts sounding like you added extra snares. Now the concrete echo illusion starts with micro timing. This is where the tunnel reflection feeling comes from. Select only the ghost notes, not the main hits. Turn the grid off or go to a finer grid like 1/32. Then nudge some ghost hits slightly early, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, and nudge others slightly late, like 5 to 20 milliseconds. In Ableton, you can do that by holding Alt or Option and dragging notes for fine movement, or by typing small position changes in the note fields. Here's the mindset that keeps it from turning into random chaos. Think in three lanes. Lane 1. Anchor hits, your kick and main snare. These stay mostly stable. Lane 2, lead-in hits, pre-snare taps and little hat nudges. These usually feel good slightly early, like they're pulling you into the snare. Lane 3, reflections, post-hit taps and tiny repeats. These usually feel good slightly late, like the room is answering back. If you keep those roles consistent, you'll get pirate radio intention, not drunk drummer. Now we humanize without ruining the pocket. You've got two beginner-friendly ways. The first is Groove Pool. Open Groove Pool in the browser. Grab something like Swing 16-65 or an MPC-style swing groove. Drag it onto your clip. Now, don't overdo it. Set timing around 10 to 25%, velocity around 10 to 20%, and random. Keep it tiny, like 2 to 8%. You want a little life, not a glitchy mess, and only commit the groove once you're genuinely happy. If you commit too early, you lose easy undo options and it becomes harder to /B. Second method is manual velocity shaping, and this often sells the most real. Go to the velocity lane in the MIDI clip. Make the ghost notes uneven like a drummer's hand. For example, if you have 4 ghost snares, don't set them all to 35. Try something like 35, then 28, then 45, then 25. That imperfect consistency is the magic. Also, a coaching note, don't humanize everything. Humanize the hands. Real drummers fluctuate more on ghost notes than on the backbeat, so keep your main snare velocities fairly consistent, like 105 to 118. Let ghost snares vary more wildly, like 18 to 55. Let hats vary medium, like 25 to 65. If your main hits wobble too much in velocity, the groove loses authority. Now let's build the actual concrete echo effect chain, Pirate Radio Reflections, using only Ableton stock devices. We're going to do this on a return track, not directly on the break. This is a huge beginner win, because it keeps the dry break punchy and lets you choose exactly what gets space. Create return A and name it Concrete Echo. On this return, build this device chain in order. First, echo. Set the time to 1/8. If you want more of a rolling bounce, try 3/16 later, but start with 1/8. Set feedback around 20 to 35%. Since it's on a return, set dry/wet to 100%. Now filter the echo. High pass around 300 to 600 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 7K Hz. This is how you keep low end from smearing and keep the vibe dark and contained, like reflections in a tunnel. If you want a bit of grit, add a tiny amount of noise in echo and keep modulation very low, like 0 to 10%. We're going for dirty radio character, not chorus Y wobble. Second device, reverb. Keep it short. Size around 15 to 30%. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay around 5 to 15 milliseconds. Low cut around 250 to 500 Hz. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz. And again, since it's a return, dry/wet stays at 100%. Third device, saturator. This is the broadcast concrete bite. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. If you want extra crunch, try analog clip mode. Fourth device, EQ8 to clean up the tail. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the return gets harsh, do a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz. Optional but recommended for control. Put a limiter at the very end of the return. Set the ceiling around -6 to -3 dB. You're not mastering the track here. You're just preventing sudden echo spikes when feedback stacks up. Now we choose what gets sent into this concrete echo. On your break track, start send to somewhere around -18 dB to -10 dB. Play the loop and bring it up until you feel the space, but the dry break still leads. Here are two ways to keep it old school and controlled. Method A. Automate the send. In arrangement view, automate send so it's lower during the main groove and higher in fills and turnarounds. Method B, which is the classic control move, make a ghost bus. Duplicate the break track and name it Break Ghosts. In that ghost track, delete the main hits and keep only ghost notes. Now send this ghost track harder into return A, like -8 dB to -3 dB. This is huge because now the echo is attached to the ghost texture, not the main punch. And here is a quick diagnostic that will save you. Solo the concrete echo return for about 10 seconds. You want to hear mostly mid and high tunnel chatter, a rhythm that suggests the break, and no obvious low-end thumps. If you hear boomy kick energy in the return, your high pass is too gentle or you're sending too much of the main hits. Now we add variation so it feels like it never loops exactly the same, like a real pirate broadcast. This is where Ableton's note chance is perfect. Pick a few ghost notes, maybe 2 to 4 of them. In the MIDI note tab, set chance for ghost snare taps. Try 55 to 80%. For tiny hat ticks, 35 to 65%. And then pick one spice note per bar and set it to 15 to 30% so it happens occasionally, like a little surprise from the drummer. Now your loop has that alive feeling without you drawing 10 different patterns. Next, quick arrangement moves. This is where the pirate radio energy really shows up. Make a simple 16-bar section. Bar is 1 to 8, main break with light concrete echo. Keep it tasteful. At bar 8, last beat, do an echo throw. Automate send A up quickly so the last snare or a little fill splashes into the tunnel. Then do a stop start. Mute the dry break for half a beat, just a little drop of silence, and let the echo chatter carry. Then slam the dry break back in on the downbeat of bar 9. That's classic tension. Then bars 9 to 16. Bring the break back. Maybe increase ghost activity slightly, or increase ghost chance slightly. That's a density ramp. It feels like the beat is getting more intense even though it's the same sound source. One more classic move. A 1-beat signal drop. Once every 8 or 16 bars, mute everything except the concrete echo return for 1 beat, like the broadcast cuts out, then returns. It's on theme and it works every time. If you want to go extra authentic, print an echo throw. Create an audio track called Echo Print. Set its input to resampling, or record the return output. Record a few bars while you ride the send live, then chop that recorded echo as audio and place it like a one-shot at bar 8 or 16. That's engineer at the desk energy. Now we glue and control, so it still hits. On the break track itself, not the return, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Boom at 0 to 20%, but careful, breaks get muddy fast. If you need more bite, raise transient around plus 5 to plus 20. Optional. Blue compressor. Very light. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just to unify, not flatten. Now, common mistakes to avoid. If ghost notes are too loud, it sounds like extra snares. Pull velocities down into that 20 to 55 zone and vary them. If timing is randomized everywhere, the groove collapses. Microshift ghosts, not anchors. If you put big reverb on the whole break, you lose punch. Use the return and send selectively.